for the Smile of Health presents It's Time to Smile with Rudy Valley, Betty Hutton, Timmy McHugh, Dinah Shore, Burt Gordon, the Mad Russian, Cookie Fairchild's Orchestra, the Ambassadors, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring Eddie Cantor.
Well, Harry, I told you I was going to do it.
Do what, Eddie?
I finally went to one of those all-night movie shows here in town.
Oh, you did,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I went to the box office, and the cashier kept staring at me. Finally, she said, "We've been having these owl shows for years, but this is the first time one ever came up to buy a ticket."
Well, did you finally get your ticket?
Yes, Harry. And what do you think happened?
What?
There was a bunch of kids standing outside of the theater who asked me to buy tickets for them, too.
Oh, well, did you?
Of course. And as I was walking down the aisle with these six boys, one woman turned to the other and said out loud, "Look at that candy, finally got the jackpot." Let him applaud.
Well, Eddie, when you got in, where did you sit?
Where would I sit? Felt like me?
Yeah.
In the balcony. You don't know what goes on in the balcony. see the necking that goes on up there.
No.
A Marine kept kissing and kissing and kissing his girl. Finally, I said to him, I said, "Hey, buddy, why don't you watch the picture?" He said, "Oh, they got movies here, too?"
Well, after all, Eddie, maybe pictures just don't mean anything to him.
Well, I know one picture that's going to mean plenty, not only to the Marines, to the Navy, to the Army, to everybody.
Well, which one?
The Road to Morocco.
Oh, with Crosby and Hope.
No, with Roosevelt and Churchill. See? I wrote it in with pencil. We make those...
Well, now, Eddie, all in all, how many pictures did you see there?
I saw two pictures and a preview of Rudy Valley's latest Happy-Go-Lucky.
Oh, how was it?
Gee, Rudy is great in that picture.
Oh, I know. He is great. Who else is in it?
That beautiful bundle of dynamite, Betty Hutton, Harry. She's in it.
Oh, she's lovely.
Oh, yes, she is.
She's lovely.
Yes, she is.
Gorgeous face and streamlined figure.
Yes. Oh. And besides, Harry, there's Dick Powell. Well, what do you think of Dick Powell?
Oh, let me alone. I'm still thinking of Betty Hutton.
Well, Harry, you're going to have a chance to meet Betty Hutton tonight. To celebrate the preview, Rudy is throwing a party at his house tonight, and our whole cast has been invited. Come on, gang. Hop in my car. We'll all go down the road. Well, here we are. See how we save gas here? I don't want to...
Wait a minute, Eddie. Are you sure this is the place?
Rudy's place? Yes, yeah. It must be. Look at the sign up there.
What?
Rudy Valley, America's Dream Man, admission 25 cents. He forgot to say he's also the star of the SEAL test program every Thursday night.
Well, look, hey, there's Rudy opening the door now.
Hey, Rudy! Rudy Valley! Come on, Rudy!
Welcome. Welcome to Valley's Vista, where men are men and women... Women.
Go on.
No, thanks. Three women are enough for me.
Rudy, meet the gang. This is Dinah Shaw.
Hello, Dinah.
Harry Von Zell.
Hello, Dinah.
Cookie Fairchild.
Hello, Dinah.
Dinah, why don't you say hello to Rudy Valley?
I can't. Every time I try to talk, he kisses me. So I just keep trying to talk.
Well, come on in, everybody. Make yourselves at home.
Yeah, come on. Oh, Rudy. What a pleasure. I want to thank you for asking me over. When you invited me, I didn't think I could make it.
I didn't think you could make it either. That's why I invited you. Come on, Eddie. Take off your overcoat and have some champagne.
Who's got an overcoat?
Who's got champagne?
I thought so, Rudy, so I brought along my own bottle of champagne.
You really got a bottle of champagne? How did you get it?
Very simple. I just stuck a funnel on my back and Henry Kaiser slugged me with it, that's all. Oh, I expected a much bigger... No,
I don't need your champagne. Here's something better than champagne. It's hard to get this stuff anymore. This was a great vintage. Here, I'll open it.
Coca-Cola 42. Boy, it's good. I bet if I ever lose this job, I get a job with Coca-Cola. I kind of plug. Rudy! Rudy, do you mind if I finish this out on the lawn?
No, you have to drink it here.
Yeah, but I want to drink it out on the lawn.
All right, but you'll have to leave a nickel deposit on the bottle.
Rudy, I don't mind paying. After all, I had such a swell time at the preview of Happy Go Lucky, and what a cast.
Oh. Yes, there are a lot of great actors in that picture.
Rudy, who do you think gives the best performance?
Oh, let's not talk about me.
Why not? You're as talented.
Eddie, didn't you think that Mary Martin looked gorgeous in the picture? As far as sheer beauty is concerned, I think she takes second prize.
Well, who takes first prize?
Eddie, I told you, leave me out of this, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've had trouble getting ham lately, what are you waiting for?
You better watch out for yourself, Eddie. You know, there's a shortage of corn, too.
Don't encourage him. Rudy, I was only fooling. You really did a great job. You know, pretty soon there won't be any more glamour boys in pictures.
What do you mean?
What kind of a reading is that? Well, after all, you're in the Coast Guard, and Jimmy Stewart is in the Air Corps, Tyrone Power is in the Marines, and soon they're taking the youngest and handsomest of the screen lovers. But I'm not worried. I'm leaving my family well provided for. But Rudy, look, we've been gabbing here long enough. How about introducing me to some of the guests at the party?
All right, let's see who's around. Ah, Eddie, here's a girl who is really great in Happy-Go-Lucky, the blonde bombshell Betty Hutton.
Hiya, Rudy. Gosh, I wish I had hair like his.
Eddie, this is Betty.
Oh, Betty, you know, I'm a great fan of yours. I love the way you bounce and jump around when you sing. Honestly, I'm surprised to see that you're able to stand still.
And I'm surprised to see you're able to stand.
Well, I'm serious, Betty. Why is it that when you sing, you always twist and turn?
Yes, is it because you're nervous?
No, those are intentional, jerks.
Wait a minute, who put a comma in there? Why? She wants me. Why, Betty.
I'm sorry, Eddie. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Kiss me.
Okay. Put out your lips.
Okay. Pull in your eyes.
Okay. This is really going to be something, sister. You know, I've got a kiss that's strictly 1A. Let's go. Boom. Ho-ho. Well?
Brother, you've just been reclassified.
Why, Betty, what's wrong with me?
It's not you, Eddie. It's just that my heart belongs to somebody else. He's in the service overseas.
Overseas, huh? Well, Betty, the next time you send him a letter, remember this. When you write overseas to your serviceman, do it the V-mail way. You will find it the safest and surest plan and the way with the shortest delay. You see, your letter is photographed and reduced to the size of a dime. So you save precious space on the ships and the planes, and your mail's there in double-quick time. You can get V-mail blanks at the post office free, or at most any stationery store. So do right by our boys. Write their letters V-mail. It's one more way to help win the war.
For the first time of the year, Betty Hutton sings Frank Lesser and Jimmy McHugh's fine song from the picture, Happy Go Lucky. He says murder.
Finally found a fella, almost completely divine, but his vocabulary is killing this romance of mine. We get into an intimate situation, and then begins this Romeo conversation. He says, murder, he says, every time we kiss. He says, murder, he says, at a time like this. He says, murder, he says, is that the language of love? He says, solid, he says, takes men at arms. He says, meaning all my charms. He says, solid, he says, is that the language of love? big the jump the old kicker is given. Now he can talk plainer than that. He says murder is sad. Every time we kiss, he says murder is sad. Keep it up like this and that murder is gone. Whimpering, I'm nobody's murder, but his own. He says destiny says, and my name's Marie. He says destiny says, she who's the snoop to me. He says destiny says, is that the language of love? He says, whoop, whoop, he says, when he lights my hat, he says, what the heck is that? He says, whoop, whoop, he says, is that the language of love? He says, hep, hep, with helium, now, babe, we're cooking. In other expressions, to wit, he says, we're into grooving, to grooving, good looking. He sounds like his uppers don't fit. He says, murder!
Tonight is in pictures except me. I can't understand why nobody signs me up.
Well, don't worry, Harry. Lots of...
Well, Eddie, the movies need men like me. After all, I'm dashing, handsome, and a good actor.
Dashing? Harry, what do you mean dashing? Dashing after a streetcar? What are you dashing after?
Well, after all, I'm handsome and a good actor.
What?
I said, after all, I'm a good... Better stick to radio, huh?
I would, Harry. Yes, Harry, stick right here with me, because here, you really get a chance to help people, you do.
Well, Eddie, I sincerely hope it is helpful to a person to hear how he can feel better, faster. Because, ladies and gentlemen, whenever you wake up in the morning feeling headachy and out of sorts due to the need of a laxative, if you remember to take Sal Hepatica right away, you will feel better, faster. Because then Sal Hepatica brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. That means you won't have to put off till night taking the laxative you need in the morning, and as a result, risk feeling miserable the rest of the day. And here's something else worth remembering about Sal Hepatica.
Sparkling Sal Hepatica also helps counteract excess gastric acidity, helps turn a sour stomach sweet again.
So tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist. Then anytime you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Eddie, I'm glad the agency is sending me a butler. I've had to do all my own housework. I even set the table for the party tonight.
And it's lovely, too, Rudy. To look at those napkins, you'd never know there's a paper shortage. You know that, don't you? And look at all the silverware at your plate. Four knives, three forks, and... Rudy, what is that beautiful silver thing with the gold handle?
My curling iron.
You certainly like those waves, don't you?
Yeah, on the wax, too. Yeah.
Come in.
Oh, Mr. Valley, I'm the tobacconist. You ordered a supply of cigarettes for all your guests at the party.
That's right.
Here you are. And one pack of Bull Durham tobacco. Roll your own, 10 cents.
10 cents, I hate to be bothered with the chicken feed, Eddie. Pay the man.
Rudy, it's such a small amount. If I paid it, you'd think I was cheap. You pay it.
Me?
You.
How about you?
Me? How about you?
Me?
No.
Look, Eddie, the bill is only 10 cents. The smallest I have is a $20 bill. That's no good.
Smallest I have is a nickel. That's no good either.
May I sit down? This looks like a deadlock.
Eddie, don't embarrass me. Give the man some small change.
Me?
You certainly can't expect him to change my $20 bill for a paltry 11 cents.
No, no, no. Ten cents.
I have to give him a tip, don't I?
Now, Mr. Valley, I've got cheaper cigarettes, if you like chocolate.
Be patient, my good man. Now, Eddie.
Never mind, Mr. Valley. Here's your tobacco. I'll pay for it myself. Goodbye.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, mister. Why don't you want Rudy to give you his $20 bill?
I'm not going to make him take his shoe off just for that.
Rudy, we've been here. I'm getting hungry. Have you arranged dinner?
Oh, yes. Good. Very tempting menu. Yes. First, we'll have shrimp cocktail. Then we'll have soup. Then we'll all rise and stand at attention.
Stand at attention? What for?
In memory of the meat court.
Well, you can forget my soup, Rudy.
Forget your soup? Nonsense. It's delicious soup. I fried it myself.
I tell you, I don't want any soup. I'll just start off with a shrimp cocktail.
Eddie, you might as well have the soup. It's on the 50-cent dinner.
Yeah, but Rudy, you can't.
That must be my new English butler.
English butler, did
yes,
you say?
The agency said he was way over. Come in.
How do you do?
Gordon, the mad Russian.
Cheerio, stout fella. Gibernia. Hello, Bean. Gibernia. Tip, Gibernia.
Yeah, wait a minute. I thought you were an English butler. What is that Gibernia?
That's by Jove in Russian.
Did you say by Jove?
It's correct.
Russian, I'm very short of help, so you'll have to prepare dinner.
That's right up my kitchen. As an appetizer, I have already prepared my special chicken croquet.
No. Croquet. Croquet is a hard ball that you hit with a mallet.
Ha ha! When you taste it.
Oh, get to work. Go in the kitchen and prepare dinner.
Right. I'll be back in a flash. Put the glass.
Mr. Valley.
Yes, Hannah.
I'd like to see you. You got two nickels for a dime.
Where's your dime?
Rudy. Rudy, here comes your butler. Here comes your butler with
anybody
a tray.
Anybody want some beans?
With a vegetable. A tray of vegetables.
Beans. Tell it.
Anybody want some succotash?
Succotash?
Stop that, Russian. Why are you scraping all the vegetables off the floor with a spoon?
Should be a fork, eh?
A fine butler.
Hello? You? Oh, hello, darling. I have waited so long to hear from you, honey. Yes, my love. I know everybody faces you. You little sweetheart. Goodbye, my precious.
Who is that, your girl?
No, man butcher.
That's enough, Russian. You better get out.
Leave me alone. I just got a 12-pound goose from the butcher.
Yeah. Well, get out, will you?
I know. Back to the kitchen.
You such slippery succotash.
Oh, he's impossible. Cookie Fairchild. Go into the kitchen, will you?
Yes, master.
Will you stop with that yes, master? Yes, master. You're no slave. I pay you, and I pay you well.
Well, you pay me.
Oh, go on, Cookie, will you?
Mr. Wally, I bet you an ounce that dinner is almost ready. Will you tell the guests to go into the kitchen?
Kitchen? Who's eating in the dining room?
Me and the butcher.
Cookie, take him in the kitchen and help him to prepare the roast goose. Will you please?
Say, Eddie, yeah. Here's a fellow who'd love to meet. He's a great songwriter. I've been gone for 25 years.
Why, it's Jimmy McHugh. What a fine man.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to let you know right here now that Jimmy McHugh's boy Jimmy is married to my daughter. Like that, Jimmy. Your son and my daughter get married, and we got these awards. Tell me, Jimmy, have you seen our granddaughter lately?
Yes, she looks wonderful, Eddie. Remember how cute she looks when she's born? Eddie, she has your eyes.
Yeah. your hair. Listen, Jimmy, you bald head.
We can't go on already. Already to ground the boat guard.
Oh, that's fine.
Now, wait a minute. Where is your helper? Where is Cookie's chair gun? Cookie's chair gun.
Oh. I wondered why that old boot was wearing glasses.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out. I'm sorry about the Russians, but there won't be any more interruptions.
Oh, I just want to depart, Mr. McHugh, but I feel anything to help you. Well, Eddie, I just found out that the Russians are busy with you. Thank you, Mr.
McHugh. Now, you and I have the most wonderful picture ever.
Well, you know, that's just a minute. You mean just a minute.
Two minutes to get it. And sometimes there's a thin form in front of the head. You sit here in the chair, and I swear you're eating a double sirloin steak.
Well, maybe the cream corn and the salmon croquettes can fool you, Eddie, but they can't fool your teeth and gums.
What do you mean, as if I don't know?
Well, I'll tell you. The foods you mentioned are soft food. And as a result, they don't give your gums the exercise they need to help guard against gum trouble.
So what's a person to do?
For one thing, faithfully use Ipana toothpaste and gum massage. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, Ipana is not only unsurpassed for cleaning and brightening teeth, but when used with massage, it is especially designed to help give gums the exercise and stimulation they need and don't get from creamy, well-cooked food. And since healthy gums are so important to sound teeth and sparkling smiles, many dentists suggest this easy, helpful routine.
Brush your teeth regularly with Ipana toothpaste. And every time you do, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gum.
So, ladies and gentlemen, stop at your druggist tonight or tomorrow for a tube of Ipana toothpaste. And remember, since the government has ruled that we can't buy toothpaste of any kind without turning in an empty tube in exchange, be sure to take an empty tube of some sort with you when you get your Ipana toothpaste.
Oh, Eddie, yes. I've been talking to Jimmy McHugh, and we've arranged a great treat for our party.
You have?
Yes, our dinner was ruined. In its place, we're serving up a 9-course musical menu fit for any connoisseur of song. Here it is, a McHugh medley of outstanding hits, some old, some new. Some being sung for the first time from the Paramount picture, Happy Go Lucky, with Jimmy at the piano.
Got a pop of Texas in my talk. Got too much of Texas in my walk. Throw the Bronco down in Dallas. Don't be careful of my callus. Take me back to New York. I can't give you anything but love. Diamond bracelet, it doesn't say pretty baby, till that lucky day, no darn well, baby, I can't give you.
I get the neck of the chicken. I get the burnt piece of toast. I get that seat in the movie. Macko and back of the post. That's why I can't get over this dream that came true. If I get the neck of the chicken, well, how did I ever get you? I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me. Funny that when you're near me, I'm in the mood for
American way.
grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet on the sunny side of the sea. Dinah sings for the first time anywhere the ballad hit from Happy Go Lucky.
Let's get lost in each other's arms. Let's get lost. Let them send out a line. And though they'll think us rather rude, let's tell the world we're in that crazy mood. Let's default in a romantic mood. Let's get caught off everybody's mood to celebrate the night we found each other.
Now, Mr. C will sing the title song in the picture, Happy Go Lucky, and don't be surprised if I sneak in the middle.
Can this be me feeling so happy-go-lucky? Looking in your happy-go-lucky eyes. Can this be me feeling so happy-go-lucky? He was always acting so smart and wise.
Can this be me singing, oh, everything's ducky, following you on your happy-go-lucky way?
Well, if it's me feeling so happy-go-lucky, pardon me while I skip a kiss of thanks. Heaven bless this happy-go-lucky.